Next time on Hearts of Space, another wintry journey on electronic waves with music by Numina, Transponder, Solaris, Blue Tech, Netherworld, and more.
Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. Tonight, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by music critic from the San Francisco Chronicle, Joshua Cosman, and chief of staff for a division of the College Board, Ken Stern. Gotta be Dana Rodriguez, your host for the hour.
Thank you very much, Josh, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter.
Josh.
David.
Josh. Well, he is sitting here. Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely weekend. And we also hope you can spare us an hour of your very valuable time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So we hope you can call and participate. That's very, very important. Our lines are open right now. If you call, we will get you on as soon as possible. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free. Yes, we do have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So all you have to do is call. And we're looking forward to that. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Also want to mention our email address, which is mindsovermatter1, MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral 1 at gmail.com. We don't read the emails during the show, but they all get read. It's always great to hear from our listeners, so feel free to email anytime. Again, that is mindsovermatter1 at gmail.com. If you'd like to hear the show live right now and you want to do it online, so you can certainly do that going to KALW, their live stream. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast, not see, that will be available reasonably soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org and iTunes later on. All right. All that being said, we're going to start with the round of introductions and then a round of questions. We have a new panelist tonight. He may only be here once in the history of our show, but maybe he'll come back someday. I don't know. Ken Stern is visiting San Francisco for a week from Brooklyn to see family, eat food, get outside, and see if any Bay Area towns want to be Amazon's second headquarters.
Joshua Cosman completely failed to come up with a clever intro for tonight's show, so he's declaring a state of emergency.
Mm. And if you would just build that one wall and then add three more and then put Trump on the inside with a few iron bars mixed in, why, our moderator, Dan Rodriguez, would be perfectly fine with that.
All right. All that being said, we will start with Ken Stern.
All right. I have a list of, according to GFK MRI, which appears to be an authority on the matter, the list of the top 10 magazines by readership per issue in the United States. How many of them can you name? Can you name any?
Are there magazines still?
I read one on the way out here.
Okay. Yeah. But, so not airline magazines?
No. No. Right. No airline magazines.
So, do you have the figures for each one, or just the names?
No, I do. The top 10 runs from 38.6 million for the number one magazine down to 15.2 million for number
two. So would something like the National Enquirer be considered a magazine or a newspaper or a periodical or what?
It would not be considered one of the top 10 magazines. Okay. I think it's a newspaper.
All right.
I think so. So National Geographic? Is that on the
National
list?
National Geographic is on the list. That's okay. Number four.
And how about People?
People is also on the list. It's number two. It was recently number one and just fell to number two last year.
So
let's see. We can
Time.
Is Time is still on that list?
It still is.
Wow. Wait, I was going to say another one. Oh, if People is on there, then Us Weekly is on there, right?
Us Weekly is not in the top 10.
Okay.
How about Glamour or Vogue?
Glamour and Vogue, both not in the top 10, not even in the top 20.
So I assume Playboy is long defunct, but what about other do people read Maxim or, the other Lad mags? Are those still around?
No, these are all... These are all legit magazines.
Non-heteronormative.
A couple of them are maybe a little more specialized, but these are, for the most part, magazines you
see on the
newsstand.
Is The New Yorker on there?
Oh, of course.
The New Yorker is not on there.
Mm. Huh. All right, so what have we got so far? We've got Time.
You've got People.
People.
That's number two. National Geographic at number four.
Mm-hmm.
And Time at number eight.
Better Homes and Gardens or Good Housekeeping?
Both of those are on the list. Better Homes and Gardens is number three. Very good. Good Housekeeping, number six.
All right. Entertainment Weekly?
Entertainment Weekly is not here.
All right. Okay. Good. Leave that. Read the question once more.
All right. We have the top 10 magazines by readership per issue in the United States. We're still missing number 1, number 5, 7, 9, and 10. Two of these are a little more niche. Say three or not.
And read the ones we have so far.
We have People, Better Homes and Gardens, National Geographic, that's number 2, 3, and 4, number 6, Good Housekeeping, and number 8, Time.
All right. And give us a call if you'd like to participate here with a question or answer, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. Josh, you go ahead.
Okay. So next week we got the Oscars coming up, as you know. And one of the nominees for Best Picture is Spike Lee's movie Black Klansman, which, as you realize, is spelled Black KKK Landsman. This is the third time that a movie has been nominated for Best Picture that has the same letter three consecutive times in its name. Can you name the other two?
Are any of these movies, in other words, is there a correct spelling that would incorporate three letters in a row that I can think of? I can't think of
anything. I don't know what that means.
In other words, KKK, Black Klansman, that's not a correct spelling. That's done for effect. But are the others done for effect?
I don't judge spellings. I'm not that kind of guy.
I know you have nothing to do with that.
All spellings are equal in my eye. Uh-huh.
And it's consecutive with no spaces.
Correct.
So two other
movies that have the same letter three times consecutively without a space in the name.
And can you give us an idea of a time frame?
Sure. One is from the 1930s, one from the 1990s. Does that help?
Helps me know I should know at least one of them.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Does. And you're not saying whether these won, they were just nominated.
I'll tell you if you want. They haven't won. So if Black Klansman wins, that'll be an important landmark for the Oscars. Because no movie has ever won. It had three consecutive letters.
All right. Read the question once more.
Black Klansman has three K's in it. That's the spelling, Black K Klansman. This is the third time that a movie has been nominated for Best Picture Oscar that has the same letter appearing three times consecutively in its name. The other two, also, which did not win, one from the 1930s, one from the 1990s. This is driving you nuts.
Consecutive.
That's B-A-T-T-T-S.
Exactly.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hi.
So according to the SIENA, S-I-E-N-A, College Research Institute, they ranked Donald Trump to be the third worst president in the U.S. history, the worst president in the U.S. history. What was the third? Who was the first and who was the second?
Wow.
Miller Fillmore usually.
Harding, yeah. Franklin
no,
Pierce.
No, Harding rated better than Trump.
James Buchanan.
Okay, that's good. That was number 1863, and the Civil War happened right after him. Who was the second?
I thought you said Trump was the third worst.
No, I'm sorry. The second. Trump is the third worst. So who is the worst? Let's start with the first. Who's the worst?
George W. Bush.
No, actually, he came higher up.
Huh.
So
Buchanan was the second worst.
Buchanan was the second worst.
Who's worse than Buchanan? Worst was Andrew Johnson. Yeah, who was impeached.
Right. Well, yeah. Well.
Yeah, he was impeached. And then you know that Buchanan, the Civil War started right after him.
Right.
So both of them were in. Trump is not really up there at all. Very, very, very quick comment. Tomorrow night, yeah, we're going to have the brightest and the largest moon in the sky. It is called the Snow Moon. And it will happen the whole evening. So tomorrow night, everybody look at the sky, see most beautiful picture of the moon of the whole year. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. What is the... I think this was from Forbes. What is the most bought non-edible item in United States grocery stores? What is the most purchased non-edible item in the United States grocery stores?
Some sort of candy item?
Non-edible.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I did hear it.
Some kind of cleaning supplies, I would think. Soap or laundry soap.
Laundry detergent. Very good. Good job.
Oops, sorry.
There you go.
All right.
No, that's all right.
Well, bring another one.
Okay. Here's an opera question.
Yes, we like that.
Of the 50 most performed operas in worldwide, what are the three that mention a profession or job in the title?
Ooh, I like that.
Is Barber of Seville isn't
that
opera,
is one?
Right? Okay.
Yes, very good.
I may be done with this question.
No, that's...
Of the 50 most performed operas worldwide, what are the three that mention a profession or job in the title?
The Barber of Seville. There's the Barber of Baghdad, but that's not in the top 50.
No, it is not.
I like this. I have to think about this. Well, talk amongst yourselves. I don't want to chew up airtime. This is going to put me out of commission while I think about this.
So, once more, of the 50 most performed operas worldwide, what are the three that mention a profession or job in the title? Okay. All right, I'll give you one more since you answered the first one. Let's see. According to Walmart, from the Walmart site, they listed the best-selling items in each state. For instance, if I said a Green Bay Packer bath mat, you would say
Wisconsin.
That would be correct. all right. Now, what is the best-selling item from Walmart for California? It is a personal item that is edible.
A personal item that is edible.
Well, it's something people buy for themselves, generally.
I see.
And it is edible.
Pringles?
No.
Okay. That would be my choice, but...
I don't know how widely edible varies, but I would have said water, bottles of water.
Oh. No, that's perfectly legitimate, I guess. But no. So, according to Walmart, that had a map of the best-selling items in each state of the U.S., what is the single best-selling item for California from Walmart?
Yeah, I'm picturing the sort of various edibles, and they don't call out to me as being bulk.
It is a consumable. Let's put it that way.
Is that different?
Well, it's you consume it internally.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We'll think about that.
All right.
Juice, orange juice?
Not orange juice.
But, okay.
All right. And again, the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Connie in Florida. I had a couple guesses on the magazine.
Okay.
What about Men's Health?
Men's Health.
Men's Health is in is Men's Health is number 18. It's not in the top 10.
Okay. What about GQ?
GQ not on the list.
Okay, that was it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Connie. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, less certain than I was when I called for the two operas, Die Meistersinger and The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Oh, not actually. Die Meistersinger and The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Neither one is in the top.
Well, The Sorcerer's Apprentice is not an opera.
That's not
an
opera. That's
an orchestral piece.
Right.
But I like Meistersinger. That's sort of a.
Kind of a, but it's kind actually not in the top 50.
Oh, it's not. Oh, so no. We don't need to discuss whether right. Whether it's an occupation.
No,
I like that though.
But thank you for the guesses. That's they're both good guesses. Are you there?
We lost.
No.
Him.
Okay. And can you go ahead?
All right. Since it is Oscar time, we have none of these this year. But what six directors won a Best Director Oscar in their directing debut?
I'm laughing because I have a similar question queued up.
Had.
No, it's not similar enough. I'm still using it. So let's see.
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford
was one.
For Ordinary People.
In their directing debut. Well.
Did Warren Beatty win for Reds?
No.
No,
it was not his debut.
Oh.
He was nominated along with Buck Henry for Heaven Can Wait.
Oh, okay.
So one of them, which is, you know, an even cooler fact, which is that Jerome Robbins got an Oscar for his only directing credit. Co-Oscar for West Side Story, which is his only directing credit.
That's true.
So therefore...
Did that work?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
That is one of the one of the six.
Okay.
And...
How far back do we go with this?
Robbins and Redford are the second and third of the six, chronologically.
Oh, so it's all recently.
All but one.
Now, Benigni wins a... That's not his debut anyway,
no.
So never mind. Does Ben Affleck win for something or other?
No.
All right.
He
I'm remembering him being snubbed for Argo, which exactly. Wasn't his debut anyway. So, all right, fair enough.
And I think Benigni won screenplay and actor, but not director.
That sounds right.
Is there anything before 1950?
That's where Dana lives.
Yeah, that's where I live. All right. Repeat the question, if you would.
So only six directors have won the Best Director Oscar for their directing debut. We've got two so far, Jerome Robbins for West Side Story and Robert Redford for Ordinary People. Who are the other four?
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
And I have an answer for one of the operas.
Good.
Il Trovatore.
Very good.
Oh,
Il Trovatore. And that means what?
The Troubadour.
Excellent.
Oh, I wanted to ask, Joshua, were you at the concert by any chance of the Danish Quartet today?
No, I had to skip it. Was it fabulous?
Lovely.
Yeah.
These young Vikings, they were just wonderful.
Yeah, they're a terrific group.
Very robust.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And Josh, you go ahead.
All right. These are kind of in a similar vein, so I'm going to knock them both out here because these are two questions that I had sort of playing off the current roster of nominees. One is we see that Yalitza Aparicio is nominated for Best Actress for her film debut in Roma. If she wins, she will become the fifth actress to win an Oscar for her first film role, which is something no male actor has ever done. Who were the first four to win Best Actress Oscars for their film debut? And hold that thought, because I'm going to just pile on here Dana style, because I've got a Best Actor question. Christian Bale is up for Best Actor for playing Dick Cheney. Who are the other three actors who have been nominated for Best Actor for playing former U.S. Vice Presidents?
U.S. Vice Presidents?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, on the first one, how about Louise Rainer for The Great Ziegfeld?
I don't have her on my list.
That's her first film.
Is that right?
Yeah.
that'll teach me to trust bad sources instead of coming right to you.
All right. And
I don't
how about
know how I missed that.
Shirley Booth for Comeback
That's
to Bathsheba.
The first one I had. Okay, Shirley Booth, so Louise Rayner. Wow, I feel a fool. For what now?
For The Great Ziegfeld.
She didn't
She
win.
Won Best Actress for that.
No, she won for... Oh, you're right, I beg your pardon.
Yeah. And then she won
that,
for
then
the
she
Earth,
won the,
win
the next year
the
for
next
Good
year
Earth.
Also.
And she
yeah.
went away. I beg your pardon. All right, so Great Ziegfeld. I will add that to the files.
And
Shirley Booth for Come Back, Little Sheba, you're right.
We need
and what
the
else?
Second question again, if you don't
mind. The second question is, like Christian Bale, nominated for Best Actor for playing Dick Cheney in the movie Vice, who are the other three actors who have been nominated for playing former U.S. vice presidents?
Nominated.
No one's ever won.
So these are real vice presidents and not fictional
real vice
ones.
Presidents. I will say, though, former vice presidents, they're not vice presidents in the movies. They weren't playing these characters as vice president. These are former vice presidents. Christian Bale is the first person to play a vice president on the screen.
So they were nominated for playing a person who had been vice president,
correct.
But after they were vice
correct.
President.
Correct.
All
it's,
of them after?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in other words...
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. What did you just say?
You implied that in the characters in the movies were vice president... Were
yes, you
after
did.
After they had been vice president.
You did.
That's
but
correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right. So another... If using that logic,
yeah.
then could you say Anthony Hopkins and
correct.
Nixon...
Because yes,
he,
right. That's
right.
where I'm going
okay.
with this. I couldn't find any that were actual on-screen vice presidents.
All right.
But there are three.
And never had a higher
right,
job.
Right, exactly.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was straining. So you got Anthony Hopkins for Nixon. What else?
Right.
Oh, did someone for, I know everything, for playing LBJ in 13 Days?
Don't have that.
No. That wouldn't be Best Actor.
Well, let's see. Is there anything from the 19th century, or is it just the
no,
20th? That's
just
what I
the
thought.
20th century.
Okay.
Yeah, I was...
Then...
I was,
Truman? James Whitmore for Give Him Hell, Harry?
Correct. Give yourself a bell.
All right. Stopping there.
So we got James Whitmore playing Truman in Give Him Hell, Harry, Anthony Hopkins playing Nixon in Nixon, and one more subsequently after that. And then film actresses who got a Best Actress for their film debut, Louise Rayner and Shirley Booth, and there are three more subsequently.
Nobody ever played Skyler Colfax or Hannibal
no,
Hamlin?
No, I was going to say I was looking for that Hannibal Hamlin biopic, but no.
Anna Paquin was Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I was just wondering how laundry detergent could possibly be bought more than toilet paper in grocery stores. And then also I have a few guesses for Walmart's number one California sale. My first guess was candy bars, but then I thought Californians, they're probably so divided on politics. Is it aspirin?
It is not. Your logic... is helping you, but it is not a medicine per se. So
okay. Oh, that's all I got, and I was trying to think of a good question, but I just couldn't think of one.
That's okay. We liked having your call.
Okay, so toilet paper.
Not toilet paper. I don't know. I don't know the logic of shopping at Walmart because I don't really shop at Walmart. I've been in there, but so I don't. All I can do is pass along the information that they have.
I totally understand. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And let's see. Okay. Let me do a question here. This was in Yahoo Finance. I found this the other day. I thought it was kind of an interesting question. So they had a map of the fastest growing job in each state in the U.S. currently, you know, as of the end of 2018, I believe. So again, this is the fastest growing job in each state. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you six jobs, and I want you to tell me, match it up to the correct state. There are no repeats here.
Okay.
So number one, solar panel installer. Number two, derrick operator. Number three, animal trainer. Number four, and this is the way they phrased it in a generic way, gambling industry. Number 5, dredge operator. And number 6, credit counselor. So again, these are the fastest growing jobs in each state. This was on Yahoo Finance. And I want you to match up these 6 jobs to the correct state. Number 1, solar panel installer. Number 2, derrick operator. Number 3, animal trainer. Number 4, gambling industry. Number 5, dredge operator. And number 6, credit counselor. I'll give you each couple guesses. It's kind of hard.
It is hard. So derrick operators, is that...
As in you
were... Yeah. No, I understand. But I mean, must it be offshore? Because, I mean, the
It is a shoreline state.
Okay, it's not okay. North Dakota where the oil exploration is whatever. Mm-hmm. So that would seem to be Texas or Louisiana.
No. But it is a southern state.
It is a southern state.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we keep... I don't know. I'm going to let it go. What do you think, Ken?
Well, I was thinking it might be Alaska, but I'm not thinking that anymore.
Mm. That's a good guess, though. Gambling, where's the gambling industry free? I feel like it's in
everywhere.
Like, New York, right?
Yes, you got it. Gambling industry, New York. Very good.
Okay. And where are they putting solar panel installer? Must be California.
I would guess California.
That is correct, yep. California.
Okay, that's my 2.
All right, there you go.
What do you got?
Credit counselor. I wonder if that might be Florida.
Not Florida. But it is. You would consider it a state that was hit hard by the Wall Street crisis, the general recession.
Then for that and a couple of reasons, I might guess Nevada.
Not Nevada.
What about Arizona?
Not Arizona.
Don't know.
All right.
All right.
So again, these, according to Yahoo Finance, these are the fastest growing jobs in each state, the ones we have left. And what you do is I give you the job, you try to match it up with the correct state. The ones we have left are derrick operator, animal trainer, dredge operator, and credit counselor. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, Ken Stern, who works at a mysterious job with the College Board, and Joshua Cosman from the San Francisco Chronicle, their classical music critic. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And Ken, why don't you go ahead?
I would if I could find the sheet of paper I wanted to put this...
I'll take a call.
To do
you're looking
Thank
for
you.
That. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi there. This is Fiona and Michelle in Richmond.
Hi, Fiona. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there. So we have a handful of guesses for the magazine.
Great.
The New Yorker.
The New Yorker is not on the list. I was surprised about that, too.
How about US or Us Weekly?
Also not on the list.
Vanity Fair.
Ooh.
Nope.
What are
Reader's
people reading?
What was the last one you said?
Reader's Digest.
That is on the list. That's number 7.
Okay.
16.9 million.
Now we've got 2 more guesses. Christian Science Monitor or The Economist?
I don't think they publish the Christian Science Monitor anymore, at least not in a regular edition.
Not to this many readers, at least. Neither one on that list. Sorry.
Okay. And then for the actress's film debut, Jennifer Lawrence.
No, because she won for Silver Linings Playbook, but before that she had been in Winter's Bone, which I highly recommend, a beautiful movie.
And then I think our last guest, potentially with a little bit of humor, Michelle thinks that Madame Butterfly could qualify for NAGRA.
Yeah, but it doesn't, I understand your logic, but it doesn't say the... profession. I mean, it is not given actually as an actual profession.
Got it. We thought we were pushing the limit.
Yeah, that's
I
all
like
right.
it, though. I like it.
All right. That's all we've got. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Ken, you got everything straightened out?
Yep. Thank
all right.
You.
There we go. Go ahead.
So we're looking for the top 10 magazines by readership per issue in the United States. We are missing number 1 and number 5, which are targeted towards pretty specifically defined audiences, and number 9 and 10, which are more general knowledge or general topics. We're looking for 4 out of the 6 directors that have won the Best Director Oscar for their film directing debuts. We have Jerome Robbins and Robert Redford. We're looking for the other 4.
And Josh?
And I'm looking for actresses who won the first, who won Best Actress Oscars for their film debuts, Shirley Booth and Louise Rainer. There are 3 more. Looking for actors who won Best Actor for playing real live individuals who had been vice presidents. Harry Truman was one. Anthony Hopkins in Nixon was another. Looking for one more. These are nominations, not actual wins. The other one was wins. And finally, movies that have been nominated for Best Picture that, like BlacKkKlansman, have 3 consecutive iterations of the same letter in their title.
And one of them goes back to the
1930s. One of them is from the 30s. One of them is from the 90s. I'll give you another hint, which is that the letter, the repeated letter, is the same in both titles.
All right. And let's see. Of the 50 most performed operas worldwide, there are 3 that mention a profession or job in the title. So far we have The Barber of Seville, that's correct, of course, and Il Trovatore, and that means The Troubadour, and there's 1 left on that list.
All right, I'm just going to say, is it in a foreign language? Well, yeah, of course.
Yes, it's in a foreign language.
Why do I ask these things? Go on.
That's all right.
Talk amongst yourselves.
And according to Walmart, provided with an infographic of the best-selling item in each state, what is the consumable that is the best-selling item in California? What is the consumable that is the best-selling item at Walmart for California? And the fastest-growing job in each state, according to Yahoo Finance, the ones we have left, I will give you the job and you match it up with the correct state. Derrick operator, animal trainer, dredge operator, and credit counselor. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter. Are you there? No? All right, next call.
Hello, it's Patty.
Oh, hi, Patty. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, I'm gonna take a stab at a couple of them. I'm going to say the Walmart answer, I'm going to say Epsom salt.
Not Epsom salt. Remember, it's consumable in that you take it into your body, so it's not.
Well, yeah, you can consume Epsom salt, but that's why I said that.
I thought you just gargled with it. And
And then in terms of animal trainer, I'm going to say Florida.
Not Florida.
Okay.
I thought a lot of these
And then there was one more. Oh, the credit counselor, I'm going to say Nevada.
Not Nevada.
All right, forget it. Okay, I'm 0 for 3.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
All
okay,
right.
Bye.
And Ken, is it? I think it's now your turn.
Great. I saw an article in, because I'm always thinking about consumables myself,
yes.
I saw an article in the LA Times with French fry power rankings. So we're looking for the top six places where you can get the best French fries.
So this would imply there are chains, correct? Or
yes, they are.
It's not just this, like, a single restaurant.
No, it is not. And one of these might be a little more local to LA, but I think is more widespread than that. The others are all national.
Well,
can you guess?
Guessing.
Me personally, I think McDonald's has really good French fries.
And a lot of the LA Times people agree with you. That's number 2.
All right.
Good. All right. Well, I've done my bit for the Golden Arches.
So how about Sonic or Five Guys?
Oh, Five Guys.
Five Guys is
sure.
is number 1.
Is that number 1?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I've never even been to a Five Guys.
Oh,
so
you should. It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
And
right.
it's to do.
The fries are number 1 for a reason, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Then In-N-Out.
In-N-Out was actually last on the list.
Of the
19 or so that they...
Oh, it's not number 6.
I apologize.
No,
I was looking for the top 6, which is about the top 3rd. In-N-Out, they ranked pretty low.
Okay.
Go for the burgers, not the fries.
All right.
Yeah.
So far we have?
We have Five Guys and McDonald's. Those are the top 2. We're looking for the next 4, numbers 3 through 6.
I mean, I would hope that Burger King isn't on there, is it?
Burger King is not in the top six.
Good. Then I'm contented. And
they're all chains, basically.
Yes.
Not necessarily national, but
I believe they're all. Most of them are national, and I believe they are all well beyond the LA area.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, are you there? I'm sorry, we're getting feedback, so you have to turn your radio off.
Okay, hi.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. So I wanted to take a stab at the Walmart question.
Yes.
Is the consumable, is it gum?
No, it is not gum.
Oh, no. How about, can I make one more guess on that?
Sure.
How about mints?
Not mints either.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
Any more?
I wanted to ask, wanted to guess one more thing, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
The job of credit counselor, would that be in the state of New Jersey?
It is not New Jersey.
Okay. All right. Thank you
very much. And Josh, your turn.
Okay. So I'm so delighted to have my old friend Ken Stern here on the show because it's such a pleasure. I thought I've got to come up with a Ken Stern specific question. And this is so Ken Stern specific that you may just know it immediately, in which case you can, you know, recuse yourself and we'll leave it to Dana and the listeners. But if not, it'll be fun for you. Ken has two main enthusiasms. One is supervocalics, which are words or phrases in which each of the five vowels appears once and once only, like così fan tutte or
sequoia,
exactly, or cauliflower. So supervocalics are fun. There are a lot of them around, and I'll give you a couple questions about that, which he'll know. But his other passion is Billy Joel. And my question is, what's the only Billy Joel album with a supervocalic title?
Oh, good question.
Album?
Yeah.
Good question. I just got a song, and okay.
All right.
So
while he's thinking about that, because he'll know these off the top of his head, there's no point in asking him, what is the only country with a supervocalic name?
Oh.
And who's an Oscar-winning actress with a supervocalic name?
I have to think about that for a long time.
You can think about that.
Can you tell us what region of the world the country is in?
Sure. It's in Africa.
And I'm going to confirm my suspicion that the actress is first and last name.
First and last name, yes.
Oh. Oh.
So these are words or phrases that are supervocalic, which is to say A-E-I-O-N-U appear exactly once in the word supervocalic, or in, as you say, cauliflower or sequoia.
Right.
So you didn't know about the supervocalic Billy Joel album, huh?
No, and I'm embarrassing myself by going through them and not getting it. I'm pretty sure, I mean, you may be right. The song is supervocalic.
What song is that?
You may be right.
Oh! I didn't know that one. All right, good. Well, there's an album, too.
No, you're not embarrassing yourself.
No.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bob in Berkeley.
Hi, Bob.
I have a bunch of potential answers. Sports Illustrated.
That's a match.
Oh,
Sports Illustrated is number 9.
U.S. News and World Report.
U.S. News is not on the list.
I don't think they publish on a paper version anymore.
Maybe
I think
it's
they're
online
now. Yeah.
Maybe it's just the college rankings once a year.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay. For the Walmart question, in California, would be vitamins or food supplements?
You are so close to being right. You are much closer than anybody else. I'm not going to quite give it to you because it's not quite, you're not quite there, but you're very much on the right track.
And I'm guessing for a solar panel installer, Texas.
Not Texas.
Okay. I got a question for you.
That was California, by the way. That was answered, but yeah. Go ahead. Yes.
There are 11 states that have split time zones. So we could either have a list of that, or there is one state that is sometimes split and sometimes not. What is that state?
Sure. Well, that one's Arizona, right?
And Indiana.
Yeah.
There are parts of Indiana that don't.
The one I was
Indiana
thinking.
And Arizona.
Yeah.
I know that Oregon and Florida both split, you know, east to west. Because that's an old brain teaser about
Alaska or Hawaii.
Probably not Hawaii. It's pretty compact, isn't it?
Alaska is only one.
Oh,
Alaska's only one, but Hawaii is more than one.
No, it's not on the list either.
All right, okay.
Let's see, Pacific Mountain. Montana?
Montana is all one, but you've got the right area.
Idaho.
Idaho is one.
Huh.
Then...
Is Nevada one, then?
Nevada?
That seems unlikely. There's 11? That seems like a lot. Wow.
So mountain time.
How
about Colorado, then?
Not Colorado.
I would... Okay. Guess maybe Missouri.
It's all mountain.
What about Missouri?
Nope.
Or Tennessee. I'm thinking about trying to figure out states that have...
Oh, yeah. Tennessee is in there.
Good. Long east-west presence.
Along with sort of Indiana, that area.
Yeah. All right. How many did we get so far?
Not many.
you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left.
Yeah.
So is Kentucky in there, too, if Tennessee is in?
Yes, Kentucky is also there.
Good.
I think we may have hit a wall now.
Oh, Maine.
Really?
It's part of Maine in Atlantic time?
No, they're not in the Atlantic part, Lake.
Oh.
Huh.
That would be a possibility, but no.
West Virginia?
No. Mountainous states mostly.
Oh, mountainous states mostly.
Sort of split between central and mountain time?
Yeah, in that area.
You mean all that whole central row of Nebraska and Iowa and Kansas?
Well, a bunch of them, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Oklahoma then, huh?
Not Oklahoma, but
Texas.
Nebraska, certainly.
Texas, yeah.
And Texas?
Right.
Texas has a little corner, so El Paso is
separate.
All right. Mountain.
All right. Why don't you fill in the gap for us? I guess we did.
North Dakota, horrible. South Dakota, Kansas, and strangely, Michigan.
Oh sure. Yeah. We should have gotten that. Right. That's a good question. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. And let's see. Is it your turn, Josh?
No, I just went.
That's right.
It's your turn.
Okay. All right. So I have another classical/movie question for you. I'm going to give you a list of 5 actors, and each of them played a classical composer in the films.
Okay.
And this is not necessarily about great casting. It just happens to be, name me the composer that they played.
Right.
So number 1, Jeremy Irons.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Conrad Veidt. Number 3, Marcello Mastroianni.
Wow.
Number 4, Jean-Pierre Amont. And number 5, Eric von Stroheim. So each of these famous actors played a famous classical composer. Name me the composer. Number 1, Jeremy Irons. Number 2, Conrad Veidt. Number 3, Marcello Mastroianni. Number 4, Jean-Pierre Amont. And number 5, Eric von Stroheim. Who would you match those people up with?
Wow.
5 different composers.
The truth of the matter is I don't know any of these.
I've only seen one of these films.
Yeah, these are not, high profile. I mean...
But they're all very well-known.
Look, if
composers.
I had to put Mastroianni in a movie as a composer, I would cast him as Puccini.
That's a good guess. And it is an Italian composer.
You think?
Yeah. Yes.
But
it is not Puccini.
Boy, I got nothing.
All right.
Let's see what...
Ken, do you want to guess on any of these? It's not mandatory.
No. Well, I learned from the man across the table that Benjamin Britten is British, so for Jeremy Irons, I'll say...
All right. But no.
No.
No. But there was a logic to your answer, so...
Right.
And
always try and show my work.
I should say that the composer that Jeremy Irons played was not British, so...
No.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, is Walmart, is it Red Bull?
It is not Red Bull, but it's yeah, everybody's getting kind of warm, but no.
Okay, warm Red Bull. I love it.
Yeah.
I'll take some wild guesses on the composers. How about Irons' List?
Yes, that's not a wild guess. That's a
wow.
good guess.
That is a wild
what
guess.
What movie is that?
I don't know. Listomania? No, it's not.
No, because that was Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, but no.
I never saw it. Okay.
I didn't either.
Marcello Mastroianni, I'll guess Verdi.
It is not Verdi.
Von Stroheim, Beethoven?
Yes.
Nice.
Von Stroheim played Beethoven. Very good.
And Armat, I'll guess Debussy.
No.
Okay.
It is not a French composer. I will say it. I will tell you that.
The directors who won on their debut, about Kevin Costner.
That's Yukon.
Yes, that's correct. Kevin Costner for Dances with Wolves.
And Mel Gibson?
No.
No? Didn't. I thought he won for Braveheart, but maybe that wasn't his debut, or maybe he didn't win.
I think he did win, but...
He did win, but
I don't think it was his...
It may not have been his
yeah,
first.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Right.
Oh, which brings me, that's Louis Renier. Her first film was Escapade, not...
thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I happened to look
Vindicated.
That up. I didn't
there
know
you
that.
Go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The opera profession. How about Pagliacci?
Oh, that's good. Don't even think about rejecting that, Dana. That is solid.
No.
Pagliacci is clown. It's not a character name. That is... These are clowns.
All right.
That is...
Done. Okay.
Give them.
I do have one
Bell.
More.
Bell.
All right.
Thank you. I didn't think of it, but I'm going to sure go to bat.
So
for
is
you.
That a directed translation for
yeah.
into clown?
Yeah.
For clown?
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. And I only know that because of the Seinfeld episode. let's see. Three letters in a row. How about Sweet, Sweetback's Badass Song?
That is a great guess.
More than three.
Oddly enough, it was not nominated for an Oscar.
But I like, Godfather
but
part
I like your
I, I.
What's that?
Godfather part I.
That is correct.
Oh.
And God. Richard I.
No, but you're in the right
no?
ballpark.
I can't think of what other.
We're going back to the 30s now. Dana's going to get this with your.
Yeah, office. Dana should get
you,
it.
You get the assist from the second one. Come
from
on, Dana.
Richard the third?
No. It's but three I's. It was. It did not. It was nominated for Best Picture, did not win, but there was an Oscar associated with it. We have a Best Actor Oscar associated with this movie.
There you
go. Yeah.
All right. I have to think.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
All right. That's
all right.
Okay.
But
no,
yes,
that's okay. He'll
you cracked. Right. You cracked the code.
Okay. The magazine circulation, Motor Trend.
Motor Trend is not in there. No.
Highlights.
That's a great guess, but not on the list.
Unless you're at the dentist's office, yeah.
There aren't enough dentists,
and,
I guess.
Maybe.
And Cat Dancy is probably not the other.
No,
it is not.
Specific one. For the fries, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is
nacho
not on
fries,
the list.
Which are pretty damn good.
Good to know.
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A also not there.
Hmm.
Wendy's?
Wendy's is not in the top six. It's on. It's in the top ten.
Okay,
so it's
opinion,
getting. Wendy's is getting there.
He said, "In-N-Out is good for burgers and bad for fries," and I'd say the reverse is true for Five Guys, in my opinion. Their burgers are horrible. Dredge operator. How about Louisiana?
Not Louisiana.
Credit counselor. Arizona.
Not Arizona.
Animal trainer. Utah.
Not Utah.
Derek operator, Alabama?
No.
Okay. That's all the guesses I've got. The question I have, I'll ask, who is the, or what movie, or even better if you can name the director, was the first movie entered in competition at the Cannes Film Festival by an African-American director?
Oh.
Hmm.
It wasn't Spike Lee, was it?
No, Spike Lee was the second.
Okay.
Do the Right Thing.
So before that.
Before that.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, was it Gordon Parks?
It was not Gordon Parks.
I like that. And was it, I mean, so wait, what was the Spike Lee entry?
Do the Right Thing.
Okay, so it's early on. I mean, I'm trying to remember when that was relative to Boys in the Hood. Is it Boys in the Hood?
It is not.
2 or 3 years later.
Yeah. I like Gordon Parks as a suggestion.
Yeah,
it's not a wide field
No, exactly. That's why we should be able to. I mean, that's a shameful fact that should nevertheless be able to help us home in on this pretty quickly. And we're failing.
What was the decade?
60s? In the
70s.
How about Sweet Sweet Back's Badass Song?
Keep trying, huh?
Nope.
All right.
But you're kind of in the right genre. In a way,
is it Shaft? Or
it is not Shaft,
but it's.
Isn't that Gordon Parks?
Though? It is Gordon Parks, isn't it?
No, but he said it wasn't.
He said it wasn't anything by Gordon Parks. I beg
but
your pardon.
But it's not Shaft.
Right.
Yeah, Gordon Parks is not the director.
Is this person still working today?
He is, but mainly he's been mainly in television since the 90s, apparently.
I think we're embarrassing ourselves. You're going to have to give it to us.
The movie you've all heard of.
Yeah.
And I'm sure have listened to the sound. I'll give you a hint. The soundtrack won Best Grammy for soundtrack.
How about Marvin Van Peebles?
Melvin.
Melvin Van Peebles.
That's Sweet Sweet Bad.
Melvin. Nope.
Yeah, but he did.
The movie.
Putney Swope. And
okay, he's not necessarily a household name, but the movie itself won, like I said, the Grammy for Best Soundtrack.
I don't know.
Had number one hits.
Best Grammy
with
soundtrack.
George Carlin.
Car Wash?
Car Wash, very good.
Oh, no kidding.
I couldn't tell you the director of Car Wash. So
who directed it?
His name is Michael Schultz. And he's worked quite a bit. He actually directed the Sergeant Pepper's movie from years ago that you might remember with George Burns and the Bee Gees. And
right.
All those people and a bunch of other stuff. That's it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Great
Appreciate
show.
It. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, it's Fran in San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hi. Did you get all the magazines yet?
Not yet.
New York?
New York is not on the list either.
Okay. I would like to know what was the name of the album? Stevie Wonder won 3 Grammys for an album. Do you know the name of the album? It had a song in it called Living for the City, which was...
Right. So that would be Inner Visions, right?
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Good.
I have another question. What year was the New York Post started... And by whom?
Benjamin Franklin.
No.
Oh, it wasn't started by Benjamin Franklin? I thought it was.
No.
It was founded by Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
In the year 1780.
A little later,
she says.
1802?
Very close.
Close enough?
Very close, by 1 year.
Good enough.
Good.
So it was Alexander Hamilton, 1801. And those are my questions for tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Hi. Is it for Walmart, is it over-the-counter medication?
It is not over-the-counter medication.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It must be me.
I guess so.
Well, let's clean up. Did someone say Harper's for the magazine?
Nope, not there.
Sunset, Consumer Reports, Car and Driver.
Oh, Consumer Reports.
Oh, that's a good guess, but no, neither of those.
Okay, how about Derek in Oklahoma?
Derek is Oklahoma. Derek Operator. Very good.
Ding!
Good job.
Okay, and are we dredging a lot in California? I see it on the bridge every time I drive.
No, because we already had California. That was the solar panel installer. That was California.
But dredge then. This could be Alabama.
Could be, but it is a southern state, but it's not Alabama.
Okay, but what about at Walmart? People are buying those protein supplements, that weight loss
I'm going to give that to
supplements.
You. It's protein powder. Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
I had Cheetos until you threw out a pharmaceutical clue.
Well, they're both of equal benefit.
Credit in Utah.
No, not credit counselor for Utah. No.
Okay, and animal trainers in California.
It is not California. No.
Okay, and French fries at Chubby Freeze right on Hagenberger Road in Oakland, California. And the Chubby Freeze on Hagenberger Road in Oklahoma, it has right there, there's a Taco Bell, there's a Burger King, there's a McDonald's, there's a Jack in the Box, and Chubby Freeze, the independent, remains. And you're on Hagenberger Road in Oakland, California. Get some Chubby on, because they got the Frosty Softies. You want to have the Chubby Freeze. It's all about the snowy cones and the custard.
I didn't know we had a sponsor.
I am going, man. I'm there.
I wrote that. They saw me. I wrote that down.
All right.
Come back to Oakland.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is John and Kira in Pacifica.
Hi, John.
Kira.
Hello.
John.
Eric. Indeed. John has an answer for you on the triple letters with Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss... Oh,
which was nominated.
Yeah. Oh, nicely done. I did Very not good. Catch that. Thank you, John.
And I have an answer, two answers. James L. Brooks and Sam Mendes for the first-time directors.
Very good. Those are both right.
Good job.
James
and,
L. Brooks.
Arby's Fries Arby's is on the list. I don't know if you got that.
Arby's is number five. That's right.
Oh. They don't have any Arby's around here anymore.
And I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
All three of you. Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas and Yale Law School professor Thurman Arnold are credited with setting toilet warnings seen on the New Haven Railroad to what piece of classical music written for the piano in 1894?
That would be...
You've got Supreme Court justices, classical music, and Eastern mass transportation.
That would be... I know this one. That would be the Dvorak Humoresque.
Absolutely.
Passengers will please refrain from flushing toilets while the train is standing in the station. I love you. We go nightly through the park, goosing statues in the dark. If Sherman's horse can take it, why can't you?
Good job.
That was beautiful. That was so worth the hold.
Thank you, Kira.
Right.
Thanks,
right,
John.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, one more call. Gotta hurry. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Talking to me?
Yes.
Okay. For magazines, possibly Rolling Stone or Newsweek?
Nope, neither of those.
Okay. Best Actress, Anna Paquin, Marissa Tomei?
Neither of those.
That's supporting.
Those are supporting.
Okay, well, that's my best guess on those things. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, time to clean up.
We got a lot of cleaning up to do.
What do we got?
All right, for the fries, number three is Del Taco. That's a Southern California-based chain. Number four is Steak and Shake. Number six, Carl's Jr. Debut directors winning Best Director Oscars. We got all of the last five. The first was Delbert Mann for Marty in 1955.
Oh, okay.
And then the last magazines, number 10 is Southern Living. Number five, this is very niche, the Costco Connection, 26.3 million subscribers.
Wow.
And recently became number one is AARP, the magazine.
Of course.
With 38.6 million.
Okay. Josh.
So in addition to Godfather Part III, there's The Private Life of Henry VIII.
All right.
Come on.
Okay.
Vice President's Oscar nominations, we got Anthony Hopkins in Nixon, but also Frank Langella as Nixon in Frost Nixon. And debuting actresses, Julie Andrews in Mary Poppins, Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl, Marley Matlin, Children of a Lesser God. I am going to save my super vocalic country for another time, but tell me the super vocalic Billy Joel album.
I'm still going with the song, you may be right.
The Nylon Curtain.
Yes, of course.
All right.
Nicely done.
Let's see. The 50 most performed operas. What are the one that mentioned a profession or a job in the title? The one that nobody got. Der Freischütz, the marksman. The marksman. Let's see. Fastest growing job in each state. Animal trainer. That's Oregon. Dredge operator. South Carolina. Credit counselor. Michigan. Actors who played composers. One's left over. Conrad Veidt played Chopin. Marcello Mastroianni. Donizetti. And Jean-Pierre Amont, in the most unlikely casting of all, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. That is the one I've seen, by the way.
Wow.
Song of Scheherazade.
What's the movie with Conrad Veidt as Chopin? Is that...
I'll have to look it up. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we will be back, as I said, next Sunday. So my thanks to Ken Stern and Josh Cosman. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, David LaTulipe, and Steve Wilcott. And thanks to Claire and Janine for sitting in the audience tonight. Have a great week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye. If it ain't Bing, it's Frank. It's got to be this or that.